Praised be Jesus and Mary. The name of today's saint is especially familiar with the Irish and the English, and with good reason. The English martyred Oliver Plunkett for defending the faith in his native Ireland during a period of severe persecution. He was born in 1629 and studied for the priesthood in Rome. He was ordained there in 1654. And after some years of teaching and service to the poor of Rome, he was appointed Archbishop of Armagh in Ireland. And 4 years later, in 1673, a new wave of anti-Catholic persecution began, forcing Archbishop Plunkett to do his pastoral work in secrecy and in disguise, and to live in hiding. And meanwhile, many of the priests were sent into exile, schools were closed, church services had to be held in secret, and convents and seminaries were suppressed. And as Archbishop, he was held as ultimately responsible for any rebellion or political activity among his parishioners. So he was eventually arrested and imprisoned in Dublin Castle in 1679, but his trial was moved to London, and after deliberating for 15 minutes, the jury found him guilty of inciting a revolt. So he was hanged, drawn, and quartered in July of 1681. Despite the consequences, he didn't. That did not deter him from preaching the truth and practicing the faith and bringing the sacraments to Christ faithful. No matter what the consequences are, we can never deny the truth, because we can never deny Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Pope Paul VI, who will be beatified, hopefully in October, they're thinking, he canonized him in 1975. So today we pray to Oliver Plunkett for that fortitude that it takes to remain faithful in time of persecution.